Praised be Jesus and Mary. Between our Lord's first coming in the fullness of time, and then his second coming at the end of time, we have him with us at all times in the Eucharist. And today's gospel, the multiplication of the loaves, is a symbol, a type of our Lord's feeding us with his body and blood as we await his second coming at the end of time. And as we meditate the mystery of the Eucharist, I would like to share with you a little meditation that's actually on the Vatican website for those who are maybe preparing to participate in a Mass with the Holy Father from the Office of the Liturgical Celebrations of the Supreme Pontiff on Communion received on the tongue and while kneeling. So as to receive our Lord with the most reverence possible. And the reverence that we see the disciples exercising when our Lord gives first to them the loaves to be distributed, then they give them to the crowds, and even afterwards the fragments themselves are picked up, a reminder of our Lord's presence in even the little particles of consecrated bread, because he's present. As long as the sacrament, the visible sacrament, is present, he is present. So, on the Vatican website, we find this beautiful meditation telling us that the most ancient practice of distributing Holy Communion was, with all probability, to give communion to the faithful in the palm of the hand, though it wasn't done exactly as is done today in the United States. Even the reception on the hand, though it seems to be ancient, was certainly not done the same way it's done today in the United States, for example. That would be a different sermon, but it was received not by picking the host up from the palm of the hand, but by directly placing it in the mouth. But again, that's a different sermon. It wasn't done exactly as is done today. However, the history of the liturgy makes clear that rather early on, a process took place to change this practice. From the times of the fathers of the church, a tendency was born and consolidated, whereby distribution of Holy Communion in the hand became more and more restricted in favor of distributing Holy Communion on the tongue. The motivation for this practice is twofold. First, to avoid as much as possible the dropping of Eucharistic particles, in which our Lord is still present. And two, to increase among the faithful devotion to the real presence of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. St. Thomas Aquinas also refers to the practice of receiving Holy Communion only in the tongue. He affirms that touching the body of the Lord is proper only to the ordained priest. And this is symbolized in the Gospel today by our Lord first giving the multiplied loaves to the disciples, who then, in turn, gave them to the crowds. St. Thomas Aquinas writes, out of reverence towards the sacrament, nothing touches it but that which is consecrated. Hence the corporal and the chalice and the paten and the ciboria, everything that touches the Eucharist is consecrated. And likewise the priest's hands, in order that they might touch this sacrament. Hence it is not lawful for anyone else to touch it, except from necessity. For instance, if it were to fall upon the ground or else in some other case of urgency. Over the centuries, the Church has always characterized the moment of Holy Communion with sacredness and the greatest respect, forcing herself constantly to develop to the best of her ability external signs that would promote understanding of this great sacramental mystery. That's why early on in the Church, communion in the hand was restricted and then totally gotten rid of in favor of reception kneeling and on the tongue, so as to more and more express the faith of the Church in the Eucharist and its reverence for it. In her loving and pastoral solicitude, the Church has made sure that the faithful receive Holy Communion having the right interior dispositions, among which stands out the need for the faithful to comprehend and consider interiorly the real presence of him whom they receive. And the Western Church has also established kneeling as one of the signs of devotion appropriate to those who receive communion. St. Augustine teaches, no one eats this flesh without first adoring it. We should sin were we not to adore it. Kneeling indicates and promotes the adoration necessary before receiving the Eucharistic Christ. From this perspective, then, Cardinal Ratzinger assured that communion only reaches its true depth when it is supported and surrounded by adoration. For this reason, the same cardinal maintained that the practice of kneeling for Holy Communion has in its favor a centuries-old tradition, and it is a particularly expressive sign of adoration, completely appropriate in light of the true, real, and substantial presence of our Lord Jesus Christ under the sacramental, under the consecrated species. St. John Paul II, too, in his last encyclical, Ecclesia de Eucharistia, the Church comes from the Eucharist, wrote, "By giving the Eucharist the prominence it deserves, and by being careful not to diminish any of its dimensions or demands, we show that we are truly conscious of the greatness of this gift. We are urged to do so by an uninterrupted tradition, which from the first centuries on has found the Christian community ever vigilant in guarding this treasure. Inspired by love, the Church is anxious to hand on to future generations of Christians without loss her faith and teaching with regard to the mystery of the Eucharist. There can be no danger of excess in our care for this mystery, for in this sacrament is recapitulated the whole mystery of our salvation." Though this reflection was written primarily with in mind of those who would be participating in papal masses and papal liturgies, the Mass is the same in St. Peter's Square and here even at Our Lady's Chapel. So may they be useful for us as well as we prepare to enter the liturgy of the Eucharist and to receive our Lord truly present in the Eucharist, because there can be no danger of excess in our care for this mystery, for in this sacrament is recapitulated the whole mystery of our salvation. In this sacrament is present our Lord in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Amen.